Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. When you think of jaundice, the liver probably comes to mind. Jaundice is when a person's skin and eyes become yellow.
It can mean the liver isn't doing its job of processing and getting rid of bilirubin, a byproduct of dead red blood cells. But in some cases, the pancreas is responsible.
We're talking about the head of the pancreas, where a host of processes important to digestion is located. You see, the liver produces bile for digesting fat, and it's stored in the gallbladder. That's also where bilirubin goes after the liver converts it to a form that the body can excrete.
As food leaves the stomach and heads to the small intestine, bile is also released to aid in digestion. To get there, bile along with bilirubin travels along the bile duct to the head of the pancreas. The pancreatic duct then joins food in the small intestine. Eventually, bilirubin will exit the body, giving our stool its dark color.
But when any part of that is blocked, then bilirubin starts to build up in the blood. The challenge is determining the cause of the blockage, a pancreatic tumor or gallstones, which can easily be removed.
Scientists have found a new marker to distinguish between them. The study measured levels of a molecule called VEGF in the bile. VEGF stands for vascular endothelial growth factor, which is a key regulator of blood vessel formation and what cancerous tumors need to grow.
The study found VEGF greater than half of 1/1,000,000th of a gram per milliliter indicates there's a cancer, and it's accurate in 93% of cases.
Screening someone's bile is easier and cheaper than current methods, which involve imaging. Being able to diagnose pancreatic cancer early is life-saving in and of itself.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.